the outside. We are inside at Hy-Vee. We're going to talk some volleyball. We'll have the football boys here momentarily as we have another episode of Dog Bites on the air here on Z101.7. The beauty of Wi-Fi, I tell you what, week one, it kicked me. Week nine, it kicks me. You know what they say about technology. You got Coach Pat Bowden here, and we're going to talk some volleyball because postseason starts next week. I'm going to try to get some specific information about what they got going on next week because I thought I'm going to check on dates and everything here, but I think we're going to be able to broadcast the semifinal matchup against South Harrison, and we'll find that out for sure. So you can put that on. I just need a name to go with the face.
Olivia Roberts.
Okay, we got Olivia and we got Coach. I saw Coach literally an hour ago. I went over to the gym and I said, you're going to have some girls over there? And she goes, I'll quote her, I'm going to make them. Did she have to make you, Olivia, or were you a willing participant?
I'll do it.
Whatever. We'll roll with it. Coach, I've been looking at Misha. I've been living off of Misha here for about 2 weeks trying to figure out postseason matchups and what's going on with Lexi Gott and what's going on with softball and now volleyball. Well, what I saw for next Tuesday, it confused me a tad because Monday it looks like there's a 4-5 matchup down at Carrollton. You got a 2-seed, and South Harrison has a 3-seed, so that semifinal is set. Is it 6 o'clock Tuesday, or are there two matches, or what's your understanding down there?
I think that we play at 6 o'clock as far as I know. At least that's how I read the schedule.
Okay. My guess, too, is they don't start matches at 4:30 if there's two of them. So if you play at 7:30 but you're there at 6, you can warm up.
Right, and this team tends to play a little better the later it gets, it seems like.
Okay. So if it's 8 o'clock in the evening, perfect for them.
We'll be there and we'll be ready.
Good. Olivia, I've been talking with Coach about the fact that in the past, the Trenton program, it's been improving, but you end up in a district that there's just one team there that seems like they're about 18-3, and they're really good. When you saw the district tournament this year, it's no guarantee that you're going to win it, but it looks like, you know, it's wide open. You got Carrollton 1-seed, Trenton 2, South Harrison, who's I think 2-9, is 3. How excited are you for next week? Just because of the opportunity.
I'm very excited because we have played with all of those teams before and we played really well with them. So
because we can kind of talk about, obviously you got to get through the first match to get to the second match, but what would getting to a district championship, potentially winning a district championship, what would it mean for you in the program?
Well, it'd be the first time in the whole program, so for 25 years.
School history, we're talking.
Yes, and it's my senior year, so it'd be great to just go out that way and, like, have that memory forever.
Hey, Coach, I go short of saying this because, obviously, there's 4 girls sports programs in the fall at Trenton High School, and we want all to be successful if you're a Bulldog. But it's hard to do because Trenton's a decent-sized school, but to fill 4 girls sports teams and have them be successful, there's the challenge. But from a volleyball standpoint, the more that you win, the more that you make it a viable option for girls that are athletic to go into that program. If that continues to happen, that is the thing I think that's going to turn this program in that good direction, don't you think?
I think so. And it just seems like we are, even last year, we were just really close and we just can't get over the hump. And that's kind of what we've done this year in that there are some matches that we probably should have won and we just couldn't be competitive with some teams that I thought we should have.
I felt like, you know, kind of going off of this frame of mind that you just brought up there, that the Chillicothe game that I was down to call, you get the second set, and it kind of felt like, A, Trenton has momentum now, but B, the Hornets just woke up. And, yeah, I think there's probably some truth to that, that people see a Trenton team that's below 500, maybe they take them lightly, and all of a sudden you hit them in the mouth. But once you, quote-unquote, wake them up, that's when you got to respond too, right? That's the biggest challenge for the team?
Yes, it just seems like we seem to falter at that 15-point mark several times this year in that we just can't get over that hump and just put teams away.
How excited are you for the JV looks like they've had a nice season this year. Really good results. I'd say out of the three, you know, the C-team, JV, and varsity, I think the JV's probably had the best success. What does that say for the future of the program? How promising does it look here for 2021 and beyond?
Well, it looks pretty promising. That group of girls just plays well together, and they have, you know, since middle school. And so just the camaraderie that they have is very good, I think.
About that set to Chillicothe. Granted, it wasn't a win, but it was a great comeback because I think you were down by maybe 5-6 points. How excited were you and the girls at the end of that second set?
We were very excited. Our goal was to beat Chillicothe, and we ended up with the energy and the momentum, and we were playing very smart to reach that goal.
I felt like, too, I know in the fourth set this was the case where Essie Hicks, got the ball. I think she got about, six straight aces and about 11 straight points. And I don't care who you are. If you give up that coach, you're not winning that set. So those are the types of momentum seizures where you just need to find a way to get that ball back on the other side and put pressure on the other team.
Right. Yeah, we just, when you start losing return of serve and not getting good
momentum,
then it just kind of puts a dagger, you know, and that's rough.
So I've been at practice twice. Once was an hour ago. Once was when I talked to you the second day of practice. Both times when I've walked into the gym, there has been energy. The girls are giggling. They're laughing. They're having fun. Is that really what this team, just what you're going to remember with this team when you think about them 10 years from now?
I think so. I would like to think that we have fun together. I know that there has been some things that haven't been very smooth this year, but I feel like for the most part, we try to have fun together, the girls and the coaches.
Probably the most unsmooth thing that happened was you had to deal with COVID. There's a lot of sports programs that had to deal with it. Olivia, what was the reaction when you found out you're shut down for 2 weeks, and what was the biggest challenge in trying to get things restarted again? Yeah, you knew you were going to get back to the court, but what was the biggest challenge of just not going through the motions and making sure we're going to get this momentum back?
I think it was hard. We were gone for 2 weeks, not being able to practice, and we came back, had like one or two practices, and then it was full swing back at it. And I think it was hard for us not being able to have a ball, have your hands on a ball, go through the motions that whole time, and come back to it. It was pretty rough, but I think after like the first week we came back, everything was coming together.
So I think I got an idea on this from watching you play a couple of times this year, but if things are going well on the team, who's providing the energy? Who's the rah-rah girl?
Kinsey and I feel like, are try to be very encouraging to everyone. And even if they do mess up, I think it's very important to let them know, like, it's okay. Like, everyone messes up, and there's next time.